This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up this 5 minutes.
I won't get to get what
Robert Barnes going to finish up this 5 minutes. And I couldn't tell. They keep talking to me in my ear. And then we're going to have Owen Schroyer coming in here right after this. Barnes, the collapsing borders, the exploding crime, the fentanyl, the blue cities, the fighting police. It's clear, and they admit they want to collapse the country. It's clear they want to collapse the country. And so your response in the 4 minutes to break, your last segment here, just as a gestalt of why they're doing this.
Yeah, well, look as an example. Look at E-Verify. They're creating a crisis of illegal immigration that's invading the labor force and the labor supply, undermining United States wages. Real income of ordinary people is down now for 25 consecutive quarters, the longest stretch in the history of keeping that stat. If we had adjusted statistical data, it goes back to the Great Depression, what ordinary working class Americans have just experienced over the last 2 years under the Biden administration, which is in their real income. Their ability, their purchasing power of their labor has declined for two consecutive years. Every single quarter in those 2 years it has declined. And part of why is because the continuous influx of illegal immigration, many from Central America, into the U.S. labor economy without consequence. What that's produced is heavy demand for some form of immigrant enforcement, including internal enforcement against illegal access to the labor market through programs like E-Verify. But like other dynamics, whenever they try to create a crisis, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's supposed terrorism, whether it's communism, sometimes the threat may be real, like illegal immigration's threat to the labor market in the United States is a real threat that we should do something about. However, they're going to always propose solutions that aren't really solutions to those problems, but they give the globalists a power grab. And that is precisely what E-Verify is. What E-Verify does, for example, is it basically federalizes employment. Now in America, employers all across the country can't employ somebody unless they get first the permission of the United States federal government to say, yes, that person has been verified. That sounds an awful lot like the incremental instrument of a social credit score system to, it's almost as bad as a central bank digital currency to control your ability to work, to control your ability to employ people. That the system already, it's illegal already. It's a crime already to knowingly hire illegal aliens. The E-Verify criminal punishment is not limited to whether or not you hire an illegal alien. If you simply hire someone the federal government has told you you can't, is it not quote-unquote verified, then that's when you go to prison. They're using illegal immigration as a smokescreen, a legitimate threat, but for an illegitimate purpose of globalist control. That they want to, just as they want the illegal immigration to dilute the labor supply, dilute the people's voting powers, dilute the social local community cohesion that exists in order for globalists to come in and seize control over those systems. They're also using it in disguise by getting conservatives to take the bait on Patriot Act-type employment reforms that aren't really about illegal immigration. For example, this E-Verify bill completely excludes the entire agriculture sector, which is the only sector that could plausibly benefit for U.S. labor workers from its enforcement. So what they're going to do is they're going to, and ultimately, guess what they're saying? They're saying E-Verify creates the need for photo identification. That doesn't work well enough. Social Security numbers and driver's license numbers don't work well enough because it creates a demand for identity theft. And they're going to use the existence of identity theft for E-Verify to say, we really need a biometric system. We need a biometric system on every single American so that you, in the future, you will not be allowed to work unless you are part of the biometric government-approved system. So be careful and be alert to these tricks and disguises that could come out that are supposedly about doing something you're for, stopping illegal immigration's effect on the labor market, and are really for pushing through something that you're against, which is the concentration of information, the attempts to federalize, nationalize, and give the globalists control of our ability to even work for ourselves and others. So stay alert, as always, in the InfoWars audience.
Stop illegals and all that goes up the border. Robert Barnes, thanks for your time. God bless.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Bull Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And I am in Stephen Crowder's North Texas studios, hosted his show today. Great honor to do that. I'm now hosting my broadcast here. Owen Schroyer is back in the Austin, Texas headquarters. He just got back from the border Saturday. They knocked it out of the park. I have to say, InfoWars was the number one reporting group, breaking through what really happened on the border. Just tens of millions of views of the work they did, really exposing what's happening. Got picked up and amplified on cable news, everywhere else. So great job to the crew for what they did. But I want to put on screen for people an article that just went live on InfoWars.com. We talk about the whole sexualization of children. Remember, Jocelyn Elders, the nominee to be the Surgeon General of Bill Clinton in 93, said we need to masturbate six-month-old children. The nursery schools, the hospitals need to touch the children's genitals. Now, that sounded insane back then, but the government, literally, if they can grab your children's genitals, they can do anything. It's all about power. It's all about jurisdiction. It's all about dominance. It's all about territory. Early childhood masturbation. World Health Organization, the UN, calls for early childhood masturbation for toddlers, encourages questions about gender identity for kids aged 4 and up. And that's what the schools are doing all over the Western world, to wreck your children's minds, to destroy their innocence, and literally have them form a sexual relationship about their identity with the state. Backlash has ensued following the renewed focus of the World Health Organization on sexuality education. Just a month ago, they filed a report saying children should be able to decide whether to have sex with adults or not. Guidance for schools provided to children as young as 4 years old. A report by the Daily Mail, the guidance states that children under 4 should be encouraged to ask questions about sexuality and explore gender identities. This is pure evil. A 68-page report titled Standards for Sexuality Education in Europe, we'll put it on screen for viewers, also calls for supplying information to toddlers about enjoyment and pleasure when touching one's own body, early childhood masturbation. The policy paper also states that kids between 4 and 6 should talk about sexual matters and consult their gender identity. That's the state confusing your child with their different gender so they can then mutilate them and sterilize them. The document also asserts that sexuality is present from birth. That's what all these liberals say. Oh, my newborn's really a boy or a girl when they're the other sex. From birth, this is a quote, from birth, babies learn the value of pleasure of bodily contact. This is all pedophilic. Warmth and intimacy. So the mother hugging their baby is the same as someone having sex with her. Soon after that, they learn it's clean and what is dirty. Adding, in other words, they are engaging in sexual education. The WHO told reporters that our guidelines reflect established psychological facts based on decades of research. Trust the science. Take the shot. 5G is good for you. Covering the issue, GB News reporter Mark Dolan call the establishment sick and urge the WHO to go to hell. Yeah, Trump pulled out of it. Biden put us back under it. We'll get Mark Dolan clip that's in the article and show that on air. But what I really want to show on air is the link. It's the second link in the third paragraph, the 68-page report titled Standards for Sexuality Education in Europe. Because we don't want to just read you an article and claim that's what it's saying. You need to go to the source document, and you need to read that for yourself. So we can put it on screen, please. It is the article titled WHO Pushes Early Childhood Masturbation for Toddlers, Encourages Questions About Gender Identity for Kids. And then there is the actual UN report in your face. In the last report a month and a half ago, they said that adults having sex with children is good and something we should do. So this is it. There's no doubt we have to protect our children. Public schools, most private schools, they're all overrun. It's all controlled. And this ties into the border, where our federal sources, it's been in the news as well, say 20,000 pedophiles the last 2.5 years under Biden have been released. The Texas sector alone, many of them with children, they estimate 30,000. Senate report confirms Obama turned over tens of thousands of children to sexual predators. Now that's expanded under Biden. Trump basically shut it down as much as he could, 95% or more. So this is what this is all about. So they say, oh, be nice to the migrants, be sweet to them. Let them secretly come in. Let them hand off babies to total strangers. No, this is giant human trafficking with the Border Patrol, with the federal troops and the National and State Guards under federal control. Owen Schroyer, give us a synopsis and a boil down of your 4 days at the border and the harrowing information you saw.
Well, first off, that World Health Organization report about early childhood masturbation. I mean, I can't even believe we're having these conversations now. The things that are wrong with that are so self-evident. And I guess this is what the left does, Alex. It's the same story at the border. I can't believe I have to come on air or stand there at that gate and explain that this is an invasion, or explain how Border Patrol in live time is now being used against the American people and for illegal immigration. But yet here we are, Alex, having to explain just that. Now, the sad thing is this is going to happen tonight. It's going to happen tomorrow night. It's going to happen Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. It's not going to stop happening just because our cameras aren't there. It's not going to stop happening just because of this Title 42 hype. None of this is going to stop happening. Now, they're arguing that deportations are up and illegal entries are down. But why should we trust them? Why should I trust Alejandro Mayorkas? Why should I trust the mainstream media?
No. Our sources have told them upwards of 80% get away, and they never make contact with them. So if they say 4,000 a day at that one checkpoint, it's 3-4 times that.
And if they're arguing that giving them a notice to appear for court 4 years from now, we're up to the year 2028. I saw one that I think had a 2030 date on it. I don't know. The point is none of them are going to show up.
2035. A lot of them are given 2035 days.
None of them are going to be showing up to these court dates. It's completely absurd. We won't even have a country at this rate.
Well, you're not going to show up for your court date. You're not going to show up for your court date in 12 years.
Oh, but that's processing them, Alex. That's addressing the problem. Oh, we gave them a court date. We gave them a notice to appear. See, we're protecting the border. The border is secure. So it's happening every night. Just like it was happening every night when we were down there in 2021. And it was the same story every day, every night, 24/7. So, I mean, look, there's going to be some legal changes now that Title 42 has expired. And I guess they're using Title 8. But that's just noise, Alex. That's just static on your TV. It's an illegal immigration pipeline. It's a border invasion. We know who's facilitating it. We know who's running it. It's the most obvious scam I've ever seen in the world. And shame on all the people that are saying, yeah, we're going to turn our head the other way because we're profiting off of this, which you know is a lot of Americans, sadly. A lot of Americans in government, a lot of Americans in the private sector. And now you have Democrats suing. Of course, they're representing the illegal immigrants, though, Alex. But they're suing Republicans who are trying to pass legislation to make it illegal for hotels to be rented out for illegal immigrants, like in New York, where they just kicked out veterans. They kicked out homeless veterans for illegal immigrants.
And people about to have weddings. So we're going to come back from break and talk about this. But Owen, here's the $60 trillion question. The $64 trillion question. We know whether we went there 3 years ago, it was basically shut down or 2 years ago, wide open, last year, wide open. Where do they all go once they're not in hotels? It's the same program in Europe. Bring them in, put them in hotels. Where do they go? Where do the children go? Where random people hand babies off at the airport to random NGOs? I mean, the level of this is just mind-blowing. Where do they go? And that's really the big question. Where do they go?
Well, we do have a bit of an idea of this now. There's a process that gets them deep into the United States. A lot of times they literally will just get dropped off at a burger joint, a gas station, and just get a bus ticket. If they have family here, they'll try to stay with family. If they can find a friend here, they'll try to stay with a friend. You know, there's different types of groups that are probably helping
but
them.
Where do the one-year-old babies that you shot and I shot and our crew shot, where the same woman all day comes in every hour on a flight and goes and hands a baby over, no paperwork to an NGO. Where does the six-month-year-old, two-year-old baby go?
Boy, you know, maybe Alejandro Mayorkas should answer that question, Alex. Maybe he should be doing a press conference down at that gate where we just were and all the other media was as
well. No. Instead, he said the border's controlled. He said the border's fine.
And they gaslit us down there, Alex. They like to play this whack-a-mole game with us where they say, oh, there's going to be a press conference over at Gate 42. And, oh, never mind, there's going to be a press conference at Gate 40. Then, well, actually, there's not a press conference, but there might be a Border Patrol agent coming through here. So they play all these games. They got caught, Alex. We caught them in the dead of night. So
absolutely. Let's talk about that when you come back because, Owen, you guys knocked it out of the park. Great.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, hosting live receiver from Crowder's Texas undisclosed location. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with a special guest, border expert. Next segment. Owen, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that Biden for 2.5 years is the number one threat to white supremacists, despite the fact none of the evidence showing that. And now, if we don't like open borders, we're white supremacists. I'm really concerned about a false flag. Before I get your take on that, let's go ahead and roll this clip of Biden and his little university outfit, a black university, spouting his garbage Saturday.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say wherever I go. So stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address.
They are basically framing the whole thing around this. What do you expect to happen next, and what else did you witness at the border? Because you guys probably filed 60 videos. I've watched almost all of them. Some videos have 10,000 views. Some have 500,000 views just on our own site, man.video. But millions of views out there. Great job exposing it. But the question is, why weren't there more people exposing it? Why wasn't mainstream media able to show this? Well, they obviously didn't want to.
Well, I mean, I don't know where you want me to start. Biden doing the typical dog whistle there at the HBCU. It's really just insulting to black people. It's kind of ridiculous that they'd be cheering that on, that obvious fake pandering. This is a guy who's actually had connections to members of the KKK. It's well known he eulogized Robert Byrd. So for him to be doing that, it's just offensive, actually, to black people. But he gets away with it, I guess, because that audience is sadly so uninformed. I mean, as far as what we saw at the border, I mean, there's still actually Rob Dew, I know, is working on editing some other reports right now. So we still have more content and more footage. But Alex, this is something I'm starting to notice. This happens at the Texas Capitol a couple weeks ago when I was down there confronting the trans kids protesters or ralliers, however you want to derange people in my eyes. And then it happened again at the border where all I'm doing is clearly standing up for what's right. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows that's an illegal immigrant invasion going on. Everybody knows the government is running it and UNICEF and everybody. It's clearly an attack on our country. Just like these trans kids activists, this is clearly an attack on children. It's ridiculous to suggest that a minor should be able to consent to that type of body-altering surgery. It's just absolutely ludicrous that all this is going on. And so whether I'm at the Capitol calling it out or I'm at the southern border calling it out, I'm starting to notice the same thing. It's people that are there observing me, and they're cheering it on, and they're pumping their fists, and they're clapping their hands, and they're like, yeah, go get them, because it's like, somebody's standing up to the bullies. Somebody's standing up to the deranged lunatics. Somebody's finally standing up to these people. Thank God. And it's an odd thing, because it's like, okay, I mean, yeah, I got the cameras on me, and that's part of my thing, but, you know, you can do this too, right? It's not just an Owen Schroyer thing. It's not like I'm some freak athlete, LeBron James, that can be great at NBA basketball because I'm a freak athlete. I'm an American just like everybody else. Anybody can do this. And so it's this weird
thing.
It's
not like the border is Mars. It's not like the border is Mars and nobody can go there. Everybody can go down there that has a Twitter or Facebook or Instagram account or a Rumble account and can show this. I mean, and we don't have the money to stay down there all the time. We need other people to decide to go down and see this for yourself, folks. You've got to see it because this affects everybody right now.
And if you don't want to go down there and film it, you can go down there and talk to them and be like, hey, you know you're facilitating a border invasion here, right? You know this is an economic bomb set to go off on this country. You know this is a cultural voting black demographic bomb that the Democrats are about to release into this country. And by the way, getting back to that Biden speech, you know, Mayorkas also said that the biggest threat to this country was white supremacy as he opens the borders to terrorists and rapists and drug dealers and human traffickers and everything else. So what happens, Alex, with all of these phones that these illegal immigrants are given that have government apps on them and just get the normal push notifications, and now all of a sudden they're getting on their phone. Oh, President Biden says white supremacy is a big problem. Oh, Alejandro Mayorkas says white supremacy is a big problem, and these are the good Democrats that brought me here and gave me all this free stuff. And boy, now they've got the boogeyman, the straw man out there that – nasty Republican white supremacist that hates their guts so much, and they just get that propaganda pushed right to their phone. I can't believe that they are they're going to get away with this, but they are. People buy into it, Alex. You saw some of the leftists that were out there at the border trying to have debates with me. They're into it. They're totally into it. They're into collapsing the country. They're into collapsing the border. They're self-hating white people. They're white liberals that hate their own skin color. And they tell you, if you're any other skin color but white, then you should love yourself and everything that you do is great. But white people are the bad ones. So, but meanwhile, all the people that are non-white want to come into our country and get all our free stuff because we have so much access and excess. So try to make it make sense, Alex. No, it's an attack on the country. There's no other way to put it. Title 42, Title 8, Title 69, Title 420, it doesn't matter. It's an attack against the country. The illegal immigration pipeline has not stopped. Even if deportations or apprehensions at the border go up or go down, the numbers are still ludicrous. We're talking 6 million since Biden has gotten in office. We're talking at least 40 million probably in the country illegally. So when are we going to properly address this? I don't know, but the IRS is coming for you, Alex. Yeah, the IRS is going to hire 87,000 agents, and they're going to find that American taxpayer that works at a bar off tips, works as a waitress off tips, and uses their Venmo to get paid. They're going to find you, and they're going to ring you through until they can get all that cash and all that cut so they can give it to the illegal immigrants at the southern border, or maybe they'll give it to Zelensky in Ukraine, Alex. Maybe that'll be the one we should give it to.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Big picture, what do you think of Elon Musk and this WEF global coordinator he just hired?
Well, on the surface, it looks bad, obviously. I guess I'm willing to give her some time to give her a chance to see how it actually ends up. But sadly, I think this is exactly what I had did a segment about a month ago, how a lot of people are feeling really good about themselves and really uppity right now because they got their Twitter accounts back. And I was saying, hey, hold on now. Internet activism is fine. Being on the internet and telling the truth is a good thing. But let's not think just because you've got your Twitter account temporarily back that that doesn't mean we have to stop real-world, peaceful, political First Amendment activism. And that doesn't mean that you're going to have that Twitter account tomorrow. And so I think some people are starting to realize, maybe there is cause for some concern there. I'm willing to give this lady a chance. I think we should. That's fair enough. I like what Elon Musk has done. But I think there's obvious cause for concern being the World Economic Forum connections that this lady has.
No, I totally agree with you. Meanwhile, we have the giant crime wave with all these major store chains from Walgreens to CVS to Walmart to Whole Foods to Target shutting down. You're going to be hosting Third Hour. I'm going to get the car and drive back from Dallas to Austin. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. right after Harrison Smith and American Journal weekday mornings. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., but you're going to be hosting the Third Hour today. What are you going to be covering then, Owen?
Well, we're going to be taking calls from the audience on all the issues that you covered, and we'll ask them, do they trust Elon Musk to keep Twitter a free speech platform? Because it's more imperative than we even realize, Alex, and it's not even about the selfish thing about whether we're on there or not. You know, Twitter has, the information that's come out on Twitter has changed history. And if they can control that information, then they can control history, Alex.
That's right. I'll give the number out before I end this out.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we have the editor, Peter Brimlow of VeetAir.com. He's been a major journalist and commentator and writer at MarketWatch, Forbes, Fortune Magazine, Barron's Financial Post. It goes on and on. He heads up VeetAir. He's been exposing the design collapse of our border, and now we are at complete failure of our border. So to give us a 35,000-foot historical view of what's happening and what he thinks is coming next is our special guest. So, Mr. Brimlow, thank you for coming on with us. You go anywhere you want. So you're an expert on this. Thanks for joining us today.
Alex, it's a great honor. Thank you very much. What's happening is the government has decided to dissolve the people and elect a new one. It doesn't like the Americans it has, so it's going to import a whole bunch of new voters on a huge scale. I think there's something like, it's hard to tell, but somewhere between up to 5 million illegals have been released into the U.S. since Biden took over. 1.5 million of them just crossed without any contact with the government at all, because they know that if they were caught, they'd prove to be terrorists or convicted felons or something like that. So the borders collapsed basically, and it's something that the Democrats want. They want to elect new people here.
Well, you've worked in the corporate media at the highest levels. What got you into VDARE and foreseeing what was coming? And what's the time frame? What's the globalist replacement migration model? Is there time to turn it back? How is this being received? I mean, it does seem like it's waking people up right now, but is it a day late, a dollar short?
No, there's a lot of stuff that could be done. I think the most critical thing that could be done right now is abolishing birthright citizenship, because all of these people are coming in now. If they have kids here, those kids are American citizens. As a practical matter, they can't be deported. So that should be done immediately. It would be, and then of course they should do massive deportations. There was a huge deportation campaign in the early 50s when there was an illegal immigration crisis. It was nowhere near as bad as this, but it was very substantial. And about 1.5 million illegals left in the 1950s. They only had to deport about 100,000 of them. The others got the message and left, and that would happen again. But the problem is the Democrats don't want it to happen.
We've got to end anchor babies, and then re-implement right. President Eisenhower's policies.
Right, that's right. The anchor babies thing is just an accident. It should never have happened. And it's been abolished in most common law jurisdictions for exactly this reason. Of course, it will mean that there'll be a population in the country that can't vote, that's not citizens and can't vote. Well, that's just too bad. This is the way we resolve it. This has got to be solved. And I asked you the other question, Alex. I got interested in this. Obviously, I'm an immigrant myself, although more than 40 years ago. I'm doing a dirty job that Americans won't do. I was with National Review in the early 90s, and when I was with Forbes also, and I wrote a cover story saying time to rethink immigration, which became a book that was published in 95, Alien Nation, which did very well. And there was a flurry of interest in it. And then, the establishment cracked down and Bill Buckley fired all the immigration reformers from National Review. And we had to go to the internet. And it took nearly another 20 years to get the debate going again.
But a lot of people out there. You're a leading expert on this. Let me ask you this. What's the timetable? How long till we lose the country? How bad is it? I mean, give us your real prognosis on what's going to happen if this continues.
Put in very blunt terms, whites will cease to be majority in America somewhere around about 2050. Now, that doesn't mean there'll be a majority, the cease being a majority of the electorate. That'll take maybe another 20 years. But somewhere in here, if you want America to remain American, you've got to get control of the situation. And that means an immigration moratorium. It needs mass deportations. It probably needs retroactive birthright citizenship reform. All the people who came in the last 3 or 4 years should not be allowed to become American citizens, and their children should be allowed to become American citizens. But it can be done. People forget there's emigration as well as immigration. There are several places in the world where you see alien populations diminish for various reasons. One, for example, is Quebec. And the number of Anglophones, English speakers in Quebec, has collapsed since the nationalist government's got control of the province. People can just be encouraged to leave.
So in Quebec, they have a francophile, pro-French policy that push out anybody that spoke English. whether you're for that policy or not, it shows the incredible power of government policy. And again, we could say if we brought in all these new people and taught them about freedom, they'd be fine, but they're being taught to be leftist. They're being taught by the left to hate white people. And we see the left literally pushing racial politics. So you can't bring in a bunch of people that are anti-white or are going to be anti-white. We're not the ones making it racial. The left is making it racial because they can see the world's majority brown. If they can bring in all these people and make it racial, they win.
This is completely different to what happened during the last great wave of immigration, you know, 1880 to 1920. There are really powerful assimilative mechanisms there. And people, for example, kids weren't allowed to speak a foreign language in the classrooms and that kind of thing. Now, of course, they're encouraged to speak foreign language in the classroom and encouraged to be taught in foreign languages because the people who run the country don't like it and they want to transform it. The other weird thing that's happening...
Well, you just said it. If we want people to assimilate in melting pot, we could do it, but they're bringing in foreign populations to what, create balkanization?
Oh, yes. I mean, the Democrats have everything on identity politics. They think if they have, various ethnic factions and so on, they're easily manipulated. And they're also easily incited against the base of the host American population, which is why we see Joe Biden giving this speech at Howard University on the weekend saying that the major problem is white supremacy. You know, that's the major problem in the country. Of course, the major problem this country has is black crime. But he doesn't want to say that. He wants to rile up his own base. The next thing we're going to be, reparations for Hispanics or something like that because of Cortez. They're full of all kinds of ingenious ideas to buy people off.
Well, I was about to say, it's literally about control. Like you said, it's the broken coalition strategy. We've got a bunch of isolated groups fighting with each other, and then this ruling class rules over us.
We have our writer Steve Sale calls it the coalition of the fringes. They have a whole bunch of not typical Americans that are in alliance with each other, who actually don't like each other very much. I mean, if you look at the reports from California, Hispanics and blacks are constantly fighting each other. But the Democrats don't want to know about that. So what they do is they incite them against whites, and that's what Biden is doing. He's telling people that white Americans are evil, and they need to be replaced. They need to be outvoted.
So what is the policy? What is the idea, Peter, to end this, to stop this? I mean, what do we need to do?
Well, right off, first of all, abolish political correctness. Why can't we talk about this frankly? Because we can't in the mainstream media, which is why you and I are talking here now. But in the short run, what we need is one, immigration moratorium, two, massive deportation, three, birthright citizenship reform, four, I think the abolition of a lot of these this DEI stuff, this diversity, equity, inclusion, which is basically a way of subsidizing non-white, non-traditional groups through public policy. That's necessary because, if they weren't subsidized, they would go away. They'd be more inclined to go away.
Isn't it a gamble by the big corporations and the left to make politics racial? I mean, it seems like a very dangerous gambit, but I guess it's an easy way to control people.
It's simply extraordinary to me that they're doing this, the big corporations are doing this, because it's obviously going to strengthen the hand of the left. Now, to a large extent, a lot of these corporations obviously think they can do deals with left-wing governments. And that's really what they do. But they're really oligopolists, and they have alliances with the government, and they don't have to face market forces and so on. So they think they can do a deal with this. But on the other hand, it is going to cause instability. That's what really brought.
Well, let's talk about that. We got to go to break. Peter Brimlow, VDare.com, VDare.com. We'll come.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Peter Brimlow is our guest. He's the editor at VDare.com. He's a well-known author and journalist. In the 10 minutes we have left here, get back to what you were saying about what are the corporations thinking trying to export the third world here and then not integrate them? Because if they tried hard, we probably could integrate these people, but they're doing the opposite for cultural warfare. Why are they doing that? You got interrupted by the break. Please go back and elaborate on that.
Well, you know, obviously the clearest motive is just an absolute blind addiction to cheap labor. Because it's not really cheap, because what happens is these people come in and they use the emergency rooms and the children are educated, the public expense and all that kind of thing. So what these corporations are able to do really is to privatize the pockets and socialize the costs. And they think that's a very good thing. But, you know, this is what happened in the 1900s when immigration was cut off with the first great wave, is eventually there started to be social chaos. were anarchists and so on, blowing people up and all that kind of thing, and that really frightened business. But somewhere about the 1920s, they decided to cut immigration off. And it was cut off for more than 40 years completely. And I think there's quite a likely that's going to happen again at some point. They're going to get frightened by the chaos that this is bringing.
And again, for those that say we can't close the border, all the evidence shows Trump got it shut down 90%+. It was Biden saying surge the border. It was Obama saying surge the border. They precipitated this.
Sure, they invited it. They wanted it to happen. And one of the points about assimilation that you've got to remember is it really is a function of numbers. The great pause that we had in the middle of the 20th century actually allowed assimilation to take place because the ethnic enclave were being constantly reinforced. Numbers are just too large here. It's going to take a long, long time to digest the wave that's coming, not just illegal, but also legal, since the borders were opened up in 1965. It'll take 50 years to assimilate this. Another point I've got to remember is about the current flow is that, you know, we didn't have a welfare state in 1900. So if people failed in the workforce, they would just go back home. And they did in enormous numbers. And something like 2/3 of all Italian immigrants ultimately went back to Italy in the early 1900s. That doesn't happen now. If you fail in the workforce, you can stay here on welfare and various other forms of grants. So the whole dynamic of immigration is self-correcting aspects that used to exist, no longer exist. And it's something that's got to be addressed.
Well, that's right. You can't have an open border with a welfare state, plus people getting here being brainwashed in leftist ideology. I noticed the NGOs that are now in control of border policy were the same ones that ran the invasion of Europe. And it's the exact same policy. I've seen numbers of 85% to 90% of people a decade later from the Middle East, other areas brought into Europe by the very same NGOs still don't have jobs or still on welfare. What do giant permanent ghettos, giant permanent no-go zones do? These huge no-go zones do? What does that do for the establishment?
The NGOs, of course, are enormously self-interested in this. I mean, all these so-called religious charities actually get paid to bring these people in and dump them on the local welfare system. And these guys who run these things earn enormous amounts of money. So it's fundamentally a corrupt motive. But it's not just corruption. I mean, these people absolutely dislike having white America. They think that they're safer for various ethnic reasons if they can build a more diverse America and they can manipulate all the different factions and play them up against each other. And that's, of course, what they're doing.
By the way, I have the clips of leftists, like the head of the vaccine program in Texas, saying she's a white lady. White people are inherently bad. We've got to get rid of them. They don't do what we say. So I think there is a idea that the rebellions of England the last 400 years and Scotland and Ireland, I mean, if you really look at the Civil War, And what happened there, I mean, it was a bunch of people from what's the UK today that did want to be told what to do. And I think they do see particularly that European stock as having a seed of rebellion in it that they don't want. The globalists have captured the third world, so they're really fundamentally attacking that. I mean, it really is true.
Yeah, we're moving towards a Latin Americanization of the U.S., where you have very wealthy people, a small number of very wealthy people, and a very large number of very poor people. And it's actually surprising when you look at Latin America, how they defer, the masses defer to the elite. Even when you look at the advertisements, you see that the advertisements, are all white models, which you never see in the U.S. anymore. For some reason, they're able to keep their population under tighter control than happens here. Maybe that's what they're trying to bring in.
So the time we have left, what are solutions? I've been following Vitor for decades, but you guys have been ahead of the curve. But what are the solutions to this?
You know, but Vitor needs a good election. These things can be turned around. You know, that's why the left was so terrified by Trump. When he was elected in 2016, the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate and the executive branch. So they could have done all this. They could have had a moratorium. They could have had a moratorium for 50 years. They could have passed birth rights system reform and all that kind of thing. They just didn't do it because the people who run the Republican Party, read the Wall Street Journal editorial page and are basically bone-headed corporatists. But the left knows it could be done. That's why they're so terrified.
Well, I totally agree with you. What do you think they're going to do with Trump this election cycle? They're trying to they haven't done anything. They're trying to put him in jail, but he's like 30 points ahead of the Republican.
They actually intend to put him in jail. That's not simply because they think it's the only way they can keep him out of politics. It's because they're very emotional people, and they loathe and hate him. He's really upset them. So as you can say about Trump, he has all the right enemies. No, I don't think that would work. I think he stands an excellent chance of being elected. DeSantis has said some good stuff about immigration, but he doesn't say it very loud. In some ways, he's actually better than Trump on legal immigration, but he doesn't say it very loudly. And I think his donors, I've come to the conclusion that his donors won't let him say it, which means that he'll lose, of course.
Well, I've asked a lot of questions here, and I've got more questions, Peter Brimlow, from Vitor.com. But any other points you'd like to make in the last few minutes we have left?
Well, I urge everybody to go to Vitor.com, and we have a wide range of articles there where we look at how when we calculate what the impact on wage rates is of this immigration inflow. And we also do a lot of stuff on white and black crime, which doesn't get reported. Essentially what we do is we report stuff. I have a rule of thumb. It's something that I was involved with National Review for a long time. If it's something that they would not publish, we will publish it. You know, we're professional anti-political correctness side.
Was National Review always CIA-controlled, or what do you think William F. Buckley was really up to?
You know, I thought about that a lot, Alex, because he was in the CIA. And the kind of thing that the CIA did was they did sponsor magazines like Encounter and so on, which were sort of moderate right wing magazines. So I don't know that it was ever that Buckley was ever any good, but they were useful. You know, the American conservative movement's great achievement was winning the Cold War, but after they won the Cold War, it just went to pieces. And I, my own view is because they would not identify as a nationalist patriot movement. And above all, they wouldn't get involved in the immigration issue. I mean, I tried to do it, but Buckley didn't want to listen. And although he was initially in favor of it, I think his donors and his Republican friends told him that they want cheap labor and that they don't want to raise this issue.
Well, this is the big issue. The UN is using replacement migration as a weapon. And the ADL says if you talk about it, you should go to jail, when it's a real UN policy and it's happening now. And they're exploiting the people they're bringing in. They're exploiting us. They're creating division to have a balkanized divide and conquer strategy. Peter Brimlow, Peter. Sorry, go ahead.
You see it in every Western country. What's happened to Ireland is simply staggering. And there they're passing laws to make it illegal to criticize it. They don't have a First Amendment.
That's right. The actual playbook of leftist governments to capture their countries to bring in permanent underclasses they control. Peter Brimlow, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All right. I'm going to get in the car and drive back from Dallas to Austin. I'll be at the office later working to late tonight. I'll be back at 11 a.m. Central with the regular show. Owen Schroyer knocked it out of the park. The crew did an A-plus Grand Slam job at the border. They got a bunch of clips haven't aired yet, a bunch of exclusive stuff coming up next hour. He's got a ton of news. And then who is doing the fourth hour? The great Gerald Celente. And then Owen comes back at 3 o'clock. Hell, I may make it back in time to do the last hour with Owen today of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. There's a lot I didn't get to today. We covered a ton of it on Stephen Crowder's show that I was hosting while Stephen's out taking care of business. But it is getting crazy. It's just, tomorrow is going to be completely jam-packed as well. Please remember, we're not funded by the big banks. We're funded by you. I thank you for your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support. We have products you really need. X3, Turbo Force, Ultimate Krill Oil. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, and I thank you for doing that. We're very close to turning the tide here for sanity, but it's going to take more focused energy to do it, and you are the answer. You are the Paul Revere's. Black, white, old, young, doesn't matter. If you love liberty and freedom and love God, we're on the same team. InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there now. Owen Schroyer takes over in hour number 3. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.